Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Good morning. I'm Kelly, and I really, really enjoy harmless pranks. I do them at home mainly. Haven't been doing them often enough, though. And I realized the other day, I'm not living up to my full capabilities.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I thought, my roommate's moving out. Not a great time to be pulling pranks on her. So I thought, what could I do in the office to pull a prank? And so yesterday, my little ass decided I was going to type up a letter from the building and put it in the elevator.
Oh.
You guys see this letter yet?
I did see this letter.
This letter, which I will read to you, I don't know who fell for it, but I do know that at some point yesterday, people on the show noticed it, and it says, "Hello, we're trying out a new touchless feature in the elevators. Please say what floor you're going to out loud to test this new feature. Please note, if you need a key card to access the floor, you will still need to swipe your key card. Thanks, building management." And I thought, I don't know who this is going to get, and I don't know if I'll ever see it. But a harmless prank like this in an office, if you were standing next to your coworkers and old Steve started going, "Floor three, it would bring so much joy to my day to know that that happened to somebody. But I also know how this building works, and I'm kind of afraid that I might get in trouble for it.
You think that the building will be mad at you? Is that why
spicy,
you didn't use their
they?
Name when you signed it?
Yeah.
You just
management.
Said management?
Yeah.
You didn't want to?
Yeah.
I thought that was a smart choice because they seem like they'd be petty.
Yeah.
That was the first indication to me that this was not on the up and up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So when I got into the elevator this morning and I saw that sign, I scanned my card. I hit the button for the floor that we were going to. But then at the top of my lungs, I screamed, just hoping that there, because there's cameras in the elevator, and I'm really hoping that somebody is on the other end of those cameras and they're recording it, putting together a supercut of the idiots.
I hope so. I hope that building management sees it and thinks it's actually funny. But I just want to start doing more harmless pranks like this. And I've been getting a lot of inspiration from the World Wide Web on things.
Wow. Have you been surfing for pranks?
I've been surfing for pranks. And I thought I'll start off small with this one. But I think I'm going to keep doing them. You won't know that it's me necessarily each
well,
time.
We will.
But you won't 100% even know, if it's a prank, though. You'll be like, is this for real? Should I say my floor number? Anyway, I had a lot of fun with it yesterday.
The one thing that made that seem like it was plausible was that there was no advance warning. It was just a sign up. That seems like how management would do it. Like, oh, by the way, we've replaced the regular sensors with yelling.
Yeah, by the time I noticed the sign yesterday, I was already like halfway down. I had already pushed the button and everything. And I was like, man, kind of want to test that. But then I think I sent a picture in our group chat. I was like, you guys seen this? And everybody's like, is this real? And then I had said, I was like, God humbled me the day I was born. I don't need an elevator to remind me. Like, that would be the worst day of my life.
I was wondering if they'd still be up today when I got in, because I did it between the show yesterday and when we start filming our post-show podcast or recording it. And I was over here giggling. I was like, oh my God, this is funny. And taped them up. And I thought by the time I left, they'd probably be taken down. So I was surprised that they were still in there this morning.
Me too.
I wouldn't have been surprised when it was just our floor that was in this building, because then whoever takes it down has to find a garbage can and it's a whole big hassle, you know, with radio people.
Yeah.
It's the other floors that I'm a little surprised that they left it. But
I know. I wonder if maybe they started to be like, who put this on there? And then maybe they check the cameras. And I don't know if they can hear audio on the elevator cameras or not. But if they can, God, what a joy it would be to watch those for the people who did think this was real.
It'd be really funny.
I would be shocked if you got anyone on this prank.
Of course you would, but I think I did. I think I got at least one person in the building.
Who?
Big Joe next door.
You think so?
Think he's that gullible?
Yeah, or Andy.
Oh, there's no way you got Andy on that. That guy's a prankster from way back. You know it. He's too seasoned. He's a veteran.
He's a prankster? What kind of prank is Andy
He probably tried that trick when it was still an elevator operator in the 1920s when he worked here.
Just screaming at a person.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This person.
Yes. We told coworkers this in the 90s when we worked at KIWR, that the copier was voice activated. And we did get one person there because there were some real gullible people there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got seven floors. There's somebody that's gullible. Somebody walked onto that elevator and they were like, I bet that's true. Don't push the button.
That's true.
Somebody had to have.
You should call somebody on the seventh floor and ask them if their refrigerator is running.
You do that, douche. Sorry, I like to have fun, you little curmudgeon. Shut up.
I'm not dogging fun. I'm just dogging your prank.
Which is notoriously fun. Give us a lame hot take. Talk
they're
about
all
buckets.
Lame.
How many bananas did you bring to stick in tailpipes today?
You're going to go to start up your car later and you're going to be pissed when glitter comes out of your vents.
Okay, that would be bad.
It'd be hilarious if you died.
I wouldn't do the banana. I'd do the glitter so it lasted forever. So every time you saw a little sparkle, you thought of me and then you immediately got angry.
I am amused by people who strap in all those, what are they, like Aztec death whistles or something that go in a tailpipe and they go, ah!
Oh, yeah.
Didn't we see one where they put a harmonica under somebody's car so that when they drove forward, it'd blow through? Oh, and yes. So it's subtle. It'd just be like,
I've been meaning to try that prank on my son.
Harmless pranks. Bring them back.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.